Imports are, of course, critical to this country's economy, so it's worrying that Transnet declared yesterday a force majeure at its ports. Unions are up in arms, saying that they will not accept the proposal for a 3-4% wage increase, saying it's well below inflation. But what is the micro and the macro economic outlook? Andrew Pike is the head of ports, transport and logistics at Bowman's. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us. A strike at South Africa's key economic hubs, like our ports, it's not something we need in our current economic climate, is it?
Morning, Lester. Thank you for inviting me to your show. No, it's in fact the very worst thing we could have for an economy which is completely on its knees. Just to put this strike in context, you'll remember what the hard COVID lockdown did to our economy. Potentially, this is worse as far as the ports are concerned. And the main reason being, at least in the COVID lockdown, the ports went onto a skeleton staff and they allowed some essential goods through. What we're talking about here is zero containers coming through. Nothing happening in the multi-purpose terminals, nothing happening in the agri terminals. Anything that is operated by Transnet port terminals is off limits right now. The only thing, as I understand it, that is still working in the ports is the security and the marine services. So that would be tugs, pilots, and so on. And both of those are for safety of traffic in the ports. And I suppose the only silver lining is that if the marine services are working, then potentially some of the private terminals are not affected. So terminals operated by private operators can still move ships in and out and load them because they're using private stevedores and so on. But yeah, this is the worst possible thing we could have for our economy right now.
But Andrew, Transnet as a SOE has been seeing some good financial health recently. It is a SOE that has quite recently gotten clean audits for the first time in 4 years. It is also an SOE that has just last financial year announced a 5 billion rand shot in the arm in terms of profits. Surely workers should be expecting to see some of the fruits of that particular hard work, particularly if we're seeing all workers across the board struggling to make ends meet with a high inflationary pressure, an increase off of 3-4%. Yes, some would say, well, it's better than nothing, is hardly going to make a dent in the cost of living, particularly with workers.
Lester, it's a tough one. You're quite correct. You've got to have a measure of sympathy for workers and the cost of living. And yes, in fairness, there should perhaps be some sort of recognition of the recent financial successes. And that would usually be reflected, I suppose, in performance bonuses. But you need to remember that in the latest World Bank report on container ports around the world, the South African ports are in the bottom 10 of 270 odd ports that were reviewed, meaning that we are the worst performing ports in the whole world at a container level, and this strike is mostly about containers. And you know, and in what reality does one reward people for substandard performance? So there's a very fine line to walk, but you would think that at least inflation could be matched. But I'm not sure that it warrants increases in base salaries, recognized through performance bonuses, but not through increases in base salaries right now, I would have thought is the answer.
Workers would argue that from UNTU, that from SATAO, was saying that the loss of productivity at Transnet terminals, and in fact all our SOEs, are not really HR or labor related. They're governance related. They're policy related. The argument from many workers across sectors is that we haven't put ourselves in this economic outlook of South Africa. It's the politicians. It's the policymakers. It's the corrupt officials in our SOEs. And why should we be punished?
There is some merit in that argument, and what we're seeing is that this has happened across the board in state-owned entities, in municipalities, where workers eventually down tools, and largely it is because of governance failures at the highest echelons. So I sympathize with that argument. I really do. But at some level, I don't think that the workers can completely absolve themselves of low productivity in these organizations. Yes, if there are systemic management problems, I suppose that workers will only do what they're told to do.
Andrew Pike is the head of Ports, Transport and Logistics at Bowman's.